You really do need to see him. Filling up the trolley is filling plenty of people with dread at the moment as food prices continue to rise. Supermarkets are vying for customers with price freezes and discounts about what's the best way of getting the most out of the food we buy. Our reporter Louise Tanuth and camera operator Marika Habazi went to find out.
The weekly shop is getting more and more expensive. Food prices last month were 6.1% higher than a year ago. Fruit and vegetables are up a staggering 9.4%. Meat, poultry and seafood up 8.1%. So how do you feed the family in a cost-effective way? Today we're meeting chef and food bank manager Sophie Gray. She's given us a list of ingredients to buy. Then she's going to make a cauliflower chickpea and peanut curry. There are 16 items on the list to make this hearty and tasty meal, and all up it comes to $37.95. But about the vast majority of those things can be used again. That's things like ginger, coriander, garlic, brown sugar, tomato paste, rice, soy sauce and curry paste. The only things on our list that'll be gone after Sophie's cooked up a storm will be the cauliflower, onion and chickpeas, and they all come to a grand total of $7.78. We're back at Sophie Gray's place now. Sophie's the destitute chef and operations manager at the Good Works Trust Food Bank. With the bench full of ingredients chopped, we're ready to cook.
The curry that I'm doing, it can be made meat-free, but it's also a really good way of making something like, you know, last night's leftover chicken. That's one single chicken breast cooked. Making that little bit actually go into a dish that will then serve six people.
That works out to be about $6 a person, and remember, most of those ingredients can be used again, and a smaller family would have leftovers. Sophie says there are other ways to bulk up meals without skimping on protein.
The pulses add protein, iron, fibre, and they have no fat in them whatsoever. So they actually improve the nutritional profile of the meal. So you can then potentially take a little bit of the meat out. So you could buy 400 grams of mince instead of 500 grams and be adding in your pulses into that.
When it comes to veggies, Sophie says frozen is just as good as fresh.
This particular little curry uses the whole head of the cauliflower, but it also uses the stalks and the leaves. So they have a nice sort of crunchy texture, and then they're nourishing, but, you know, we often just throw them away. Mm. Likewise, a broccoli, you know, about a good third of a broccoli is stalk. So if you trim the coarser outer skin off and just slice it up, you can toss that into stir fries or whatever.
When heading to the supermarket, Sophie says her best tip is to have a budget in mind and stick to it. She says it's best to shop just once a week and avoid heading back for bits and pieces and embrace the home brands. And there are also some tips for how to keep food.
Freezing things flat in plastic bags so you can see what's in them. And when you freeze something flat, whether it's soup or leftover rice or a casserole or something like that, it actually defrosts much more quickly. So getting some decent storage, whether it's a whole collection of screw top jars from an op shop or, you know, recycling plastic containers, that kind of thing, just really, really helps things that you can stack.
After about 20 minutes of simmering on the stove, the sweet satay smell means it's time for a taste test.
That is really tasty.
Good, good.
A warm and hearty meal to fill hungry tums.
Satay, but you can also taste